"He's going to lean forwards now," thought Georg. "If only he would fall and smash into pieces." The words hissed through Georg's head. Father leant forwards, but didn't fall. When Georg didn't come close as he'd expected, he got up again. "Stay where you are. I don't need you. You think you have the strength to come over here, but you prefer just to hang back. How wrong you are. I'm still by far the stronger. On my own I might have had to shy away from you, but Mother gave me her strength. I'm in very close touch with your friend. I have your letters right here in my pocket." "Even his shirt has pockets," Georg said to himself, and thought he could wipe him out with the remark. He thought so for only a second, for from then on he forgot everything. "Link arms with your bride and come face me. I'll sweep her away from your side like you wouldn't believe." Georg grimaced as if he didn't believe him. Father just nodded his head towards Georg's corner, affirming the truth of what he was saying. "How you amused me today when you came and asked if you should write to your friend about your engagement. He knows everything, you stupid boy. Everything. I've been writing to him because he forgot to take away my writing things. That's why he hasn't been to visit for years. He knows everything 100 times better than you do. He crumples your letters unread in his left hand, while he holds mine up to read with his right." He threw his arm over his head in his excitement. "He knows everything 1,000 times better." 10,000 times, said Georg to ridicule his father. But the words had a deadly serious ring as they passed his lips. "For years I've been waiting for you to come and ask me that question. Do you think I have anything else on my mind? Do you think I read the paper all day? There!" And he threw a page from a newspaper in Georg's direction that had somehow been carried into bed. An old newspaper, whose name Georg had already long forgotten. "How long you dithered before you grew up! Mother had to die, she couldn't live to see the joyous day. Your friend is wasting away in his Russia. 3 years ago he was so yellow you could have thrown him away. And I, you can see how I am. You've your own eyes for that." "So you've ambushed me," shouted Georg. With pity, Father casually remarked, "You've probably been wanting to say that for a while. Now it doesn't make sense anymore." Then louder, "Now you know what there was besides you. Up until now you knew only about yourself. You were an innocent child in truth, but even more truthfully, you were a wicked man. So know this. I hereby sentence you to death by drowning." Georg felt hunted out of the room. As he left, he carried with him the blow that Father landed on his bed. On the staircase, down which he hurried as if it were a ramp, he caught the maid by surprise, who was getting ready to go up and tidy the flat from the previous night. "Jesus!" she cried, and hid her face with her apron, but he'd already gone. He burst out of the front door, driven over the tracks towards the water. He held the balustrade tight as a hungry man holds food. He swung over it like the exceptional gymnast he had been in his youth, the pride of his parents. As he held tight with weakening hands, he caught sight of a bust between the shafts of the balustrade that would easily drown out his fall, called faintly, "Dear parents, haven't I always loved you?" and let himself fall. At this moment, an almost endless stream of traffic was coming over the bridge.